This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. What did we have a lot to talk about off of last night? Just last night. Never mind Sunday. Just last night alone just gave you a million different topics.
Yeah, and I feel bad for the Raiders. But man, they got to be the dumbest defense I've ever
That's
seen.
All you were saying during the game last night is we're all talking about hitting the quarterback. We're talking about how do you not kick it? Why are you going for two? And all you kept saying was they are so stupid. You just kept saying they are so stupid.
It's like they got a safety so damn deep. First of all, there's no Tyreek Hill. And Scanley might be a vertical receiver, but he's not a guy that's going to really – he can't get off the jam, so it's not like Tyreek. They safety was so damn deep, I didn't even see him in the picture.
No, never.
And
I know. You never saw him
basically, it's 10 against 10.
Yeah.
Like, bro, first of all
– why are they playing so deep?
They are dumb. Like, and Patrick Graham is not a very smart coordinator. Might be one of the dumbest I've seen in a long time. Because clearly, once they saw you weren't going to give up the big deep shot, they said, okay, we'll just run over routes. We'll start our guy over here, and we'll run over routes, and then we'll pick your players.
They were picking left and right whole game.
So, just so people know, when you start getting an instance where they take the running back and they move him like outside the tackle, and then they have like a cut split and they kind of run. We saw Charles Edward Helaire get hit in the back of the head with the football.
Yes.
But he's wide ass open. Yeah. You want to know why? Because they ran an illegal pick play. You know what you do? You widen your defensive end and you tell your defensive end to get straight up the field to make the running back have to release inside of you to give the linebacker time to get there. Or if you have an athletic defensive end, you tell him to peel. Peel means he just takes him man to man. You as a linebacker takes his rush.
The bottom line is
they're dumb.
You saw a lot of flaws with this team. It's now 1-4.
And it shouldn't have been.
Yeah, but there was a lot of other things around the league, certainly about what happened last night. And I imagine there's gonna be a lot of opinion on this. So we open up the phone lines. So you can be part of Barton Hahn Nation on Dr. Pepper call in line. So you call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. Now look, like I said, there's a lot we certainly can get to. And we will. The biggest story of all, though, has to do with yet another questionable roughing the passer penalty. That did not end up costing the Chiefs the game, but it was just another example of what are we doing at this point in football? What are we doing? Now, we want to make sure we acknowledge everything else going on in the world of sports. A very busy day. The division series begin in baseball. You've got games all day long. ESPN Radio is carrying all of them. And, of course, we'll be doing our show, but some of you will be listening to some baseball as well. Phillies and the Braves, Bart. I know that hurts.
I'm boycotting.
Yeah.
I'm not watching.
And then we've got, of course, the Mariners and the Astros. You've got the Padres and the Dodgers later at night. And, of course, the marquee game, the Guardians and the Yankees. Remember, this is a best of five series, so all week we got baseball for you. We have hockey tonight as the season begins. ESPN has full coverage. Rangers and Lightning. You got Vegas and LA and the Kings. That's the doubleheader tonight. Just a lot to get to. Ron Rivera talking quarterbacks.
Oh, man.
But maybe is he talking
Take
about
the
his
gray out. Home?
Jeff Saturday's going to join us. Lots to get to. Your call's already stacked and racked. But
we got Saturday on Tuesday?
We have Saturday on Tuesday, like cool. We always do. And hopefully we'll get him in the Honeycomb hideout as well. But there's 420, like which way do you want to go with this? Do you want to go with the penalty first? Or do you want to go with Josh McDaniels going for it? Like, to me, the game itself had enough things you could peel apart. Yeah. Mahomes playing great football. Kelce just getting four touchdowns. If you had him in fantasy, congratulations.
All on illegal pick routes.
But, man, you're not letting that one go. But, man, I mean, the story, of course, is we saw Tom Brady and that whole situation where it cost the Falcons a game.
The overreaction.
But this one by Chris Jones on Derek Carr, I don't, Bart, you got to explain it to me.
I can't. How do you stop? Like, how do you stop at 6'6", 300 pounds?
It's not even that.
How do you not fall on somebody?
Then he tried.
He risked popping his elbow out, dislocating his elbow by trying to catch himself.
But what you just said is hysterical. How do you risk falling on somebody? That's the whole definition of the damn sport since it began. This is what it sounded like on 106.5 The Wolf.
Snap back to Carr. Here comes the blitz from the outside. Carr's hit and sacked at the 42-yard line. Big time rush. Chris Jones came through to get the sack and a flag thrown at the end of the play.
Personal foul.
Personal foul.
Roughing the passer. Number 97.
Now, this is the same play as yesterday in the Tampa Bay game. Where is the unnecessary roughness here?
They got to fix this. League should be taking notice right now. You can't have a moving quarterback. He's moving forward, and someone is moving forward to tackle him. There's no way you can't have a body fall on top of him.
Now, all right, you just said, literally, you just said that. Now, again, this is said it's just like the Brady thing. It wasn't.
Because here's the thing,
it was
right?
Different.
Here's the thing. If you would have slung him around, you get a penalty. And if you land on top of him, you get a penalty. How the hell are you supposed to tackle him then? Give him a flag, and we pull the flag. So understand, if Grady Jarrett would have kept
a yellow jersey on him.
Yeah, if Grady Jarrett would have continued running,
right.
He would have tackled him. When you're tackling somebody, they fall down, you're going to fall on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Grady Jarrett says, okay, I'm going to slingshot around him. I'm going to grab him around his waist.
Yeah, spin him.
And I'm going to spin him and throw him down and use momentum to throw him down.
Right.
And he got to put. So if I'm a defender, what the hell am I supposed to do? Like, last I checked, quarterbacks lift weights. Quarterbacks are people. And in most instances, when you talk about the Bills and the Ravens game, he's almost 40 pounds bigger than the person that's trying to take him down.
Mm-hmm.
So excuse me if I got to come in with full force to secure that he gets down so I don't be on some type of poster with him, hanging off his body, him still delivering a ball, you know, because I'm bouncing off him because I'm coming and trying to figure out, do I hit him? Okay, I can hit him in his rib patch, but I can't hit him too low because they'll say I'm leading with my head.
Bart, let me ask you a question. You played in the league for 11 years.
Yep.
You had a hit on Ben Roethlisberger that knocked the soul out of him.
And I landed on top of him.
Right. And I understand there's this, you know, there is obviously, there's a focus on player safety. And I completely
get it. What about our safety as a defender?
And that's where I'm going. Bar, when you are in the game and you're going to make a tackle, whether it's on a quarterback or anyone else, what's the only thing on your mind?
You have getting him down.
That's it.
You have to run through it to secure that it gets down. You can't go in there 85%,
perfect.
65%.
All right, so answer me this. For a defensive player, what is the most embarrassing thing that can happen when you're on the field and you're in the attempt of making a tackle?
Getting disrespected by a quarterback.
What is the fastest?
We don't consider real player.
Well, not even that. What's the fastest way to be taken out of a game?
Missing a tackle, big play.
Missing tackles. Missing tackles is the mortal sin of a defensive player. So now you're telling
it's like
a defensive
dropping a ball as a receiver.
Well, and how many times have we seen? How many times have we seen where somebody gets to the quarterback but cannot bring them down?
Every week we watch Lamar Jackson play.
Yeah, because they're elusive. But there's other times where a guy can actually just shove off.
And they're strong.
Yes. So, again, let's just go back to the very essence of the sport, which has always been about physicality.
It's called what? Tackle football.
Football, correct. Do you feel like it's now gone too far?
This is an overreaction to the Tua Tagovailoa. Everybody knows that was bad for the game because we watched a guy get carted off from a concussion. We know that parents was watching with their children.
That's right.
But this is an overreaction. And it's weird because it's been, you know, for three of the egregious calls by referees, it's been the same referee. So I don't know if he needs to be demoted. Maybe he needs to miss a couple of weeks, call somebody else in. But yesterday, this was a call by the team. And, like, the problem is, like, you hear Troy Aikman, you hear the resident referee that's speaking, saying, well, he braced himself, and at what point does he have the ball, and he becomes a defender, because now he has the ball in his hand, and he's trying to brace himself by putting his left hand down. Guess what could have happened if you're 300 pounds, and you're putting your hand down as you're falling to the ground?
You break your wrist.
You break your wrist, mm-hmm. or you break your elbow, or you dislocate
your elbow. Right, yes.
So, like, I'm supposed to risk dislocating my elbow, hurting my wrist, or messing myself up because I can't tackle him with my full body. Well, why the hell are you telling me to lift weights for?
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell are you telling me to sprint and get in shape and run fast if when I go to hit somebody, I can't run fast and hit them?
It is something, again, that Carl Sheffers was the official in this game, and he said that the quarterback is in the pocket and he's in the passing posture.
He was running.
And that he gets full protection because they consider him.
He was running.
Yeah.
He felt the pressure. He was running to his left.
He knew the pressure was coming, yes.
So if I'm a quarterback, I'm just going to stay in the pocket and make sure I'm always a threat to throw the ball.
The quarterback
so you can't hit me.
Is protected from being tackled with full body weight. Now, you could say this is about Tua. Tua was more of a body slam.
Yeah, so you can't slam him, right?
Which I understand. The body weight thing, to me, goes back even further. This is about Joe Theismann, Alex Smith, and those types of situations, which is body weight that can cause that kind of damage.
That was a bit of a horse collar, right? That was one of where you come down, you slide down,
yeah.
His knee gets stuck in the ground, and you turn it. We took the horse collar out.
Right.
That was more of a horse collar. That was more like he's holding me up and I drop all my body weight. This isn't hitting you, tipping you over, and landing on you. Body weight is like, that one's like the horse collar where you come in, you drop your weight down like that.
Yeah.
Not laying flat.
No, that's, you're
when
basically
when I land on you flat, that's not the burn of my body weight because most of my legs are still, my weight is to the back of me.
Yeah.
Body weight is when I jump on your back and yank you down and your knee get caught and it has to go left or right and break the knee. So
yeah.
I don't understand what they're saying.
They're all saying this is not an overreaction to Tua. This is not that. They weren't told anything and all that stuff.
Yeah, okay.
That this is just the way it's been.
Sure.
In fact, Dan Graziano this morning on Get Up said that roughing the passer penalties are actually down this year on average.
I don't care. It's in pivotal moments.
But these are two moments in back-to-back days where it catches our attention, and it's Tom Brady, so we see it and we pay more attention to it because it's Tom Brady, and then it's Monday Night Football, so we're watching it as well. And that's going to obviously bring the reaction that it's bringing. So the question I have for everybody, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, is what we're seeing with this sport is they are trying to protect the quarterback. I understand that. But are you feeling like it is going in the wrong direction? There could be some people that say, you know what? I don't want to see things like Tua. I don't want to see a guy break his leg. I don't want that. I want to protect my quarterbacks.
How often has that happened?
I understand.
Over the last 20 years,
how many
quarterbacks got hit in the pocket and broke their leg?
You're right.
Tom Brady was the last one like 20 years ago
but there are still people who are going to feel this way. And then there's others who are going to say, this is not the sport
that
I'm used to watching.
I'm surprised that Sauce didn't get a stick.
If you ask the Dolphins.
He's a stick. Oh, that should have been an old body weight.
If you ask the Dolphins.
Sauce 185.
They absolutely thought that should have been a penalty.
Sauce 185. I'm blitzing. How the hell am I supposed to hit this dude?
No doubt about it.
I'm blitzing. He's bigger than me. You see that big-ass helmet, Teddy Bridgewater. That weighs 35 pounds by damn self.
All right. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729.
Tell us why you mad, son. This is a whole overreaction. Overreaction Tuesday.
Yeah, well, this is, again, I don't think it's overreaction. I think it's more reaction. Just is how we feel, certainly, about what we saw in this game, what we saw over the weekend, and is this the direction you think football needs to go? Because they're going to meet next week and decide what they need to do about this already going forward. And the last thing we want is more reviews. Please, no more reviews. Let's go to Dallas and talk to Nick on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm a big fan of your show. I'm a Raiders fan. This one really hurt. Raiders should have won this game. But some key points I want to mention that McDaniels, he probably should have won for the extra point because there ain't no Tyreek Hill coming out that tunnel for the Chiefs. You have your three timeouts and you get the 2-minute warning.
Yeah.
So on top of that, just play him straight up.
That's
because
a given.
Probably in his mindset, he felt probably the reason why he went for the two is because the momentum had already gone towards the Chiefs. Now, as poorly as efficient a game that was, they had no business losing that game. I mean, I can make a case.
Just catch the ball.
Devontae just bobbled it. If he doesn't bobble that, you play on. You're probably kicking a field goal for the win.
Exactly.
And then now Josh is looking like, you know, a genius. Like we're fine. Instead, you're going to question this because 1-4 is 1-4.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
And you might not now, after what happened with Devontae, you might not have him. We'll see what they end up doing with him after he pushes one of the techs on the field. He's just running around grabbing a I don't know what it was.
A boom?
Either a microphone or something, but he's just moving. He was just happened to cut right in front of him. Devontae just shoves him to the ground. He apologizes later, but Guess who just?
I need a Taco Bell in my house.
Yeah. Guess who just?
Gonna get a Taco Bell in his house
to file a lawsuit.
Get that Taco Bell's money.
Let's go to Scott in New York, Barnhart Nation. Hit us up on the Dr. Ripple call online. What's up, Scott?
Yeah, favorite show. But listen, man. First, let me just say a couple of points. The two calls were bad, but I don't want to hear all the pundits. And last week, everybody's talking about this tour thing and how bad it was. So now we get a call, and now you start flipping on the referees. Stop it. Because the bottom line, listen, me as a football fan, I want to see the quarterbacks in there. We're not going to get a thing like the Dallas Cowboys get the backup quarterback coming and doing. So I want to see the starters being in there. And sometimes, Bart, you know, listen, sometimes you're the defense, Bart, you know, you guys add a little more to it. So don't act like
you're landing, you're just falling down.
You know you add more to
listen,
it.
Come but
on,
listen,
you know that.
When you're pulling guard, they add extra to us. So everybody gets to play and everybody's different but the quarterback. When they pulling that guard, when they cracking back, they don't mind. When that fullback coming down there, he's not saying, well, I don't want to come with my full body weight when he pancake my ass. So, like, don't give me that. If they were either quarterbacks or football players or they're not. And if a quarterback gets hurt, it's because his offensive line failed to protect him or he failed to get the ball out. That is his problem, not mine. Pay me $15 million
right.
or $100 million to be Aaron Donald to get to them to destroy the quarterback, to have body blows, the head of the snake. Don't tell me I care about the quarterbacks. You're not going to sit up and tell me that somebody's more important than me.
Now, Scott is saying something that I think you're going to hear from. I think owners will say this, too. I pay my quarterback $40 million, $50 million. I don't want to not have him next week.
How much they pay Aaron Donald?
Yeah.
How much Tyreek Hill get paid? How much Jalen Ramsey get paid?
The point that has been made about this, boy, your argument with me is like I'm giving you the other side of it. That they want the marquee players in the game every week. What they don't want is a Monday night where two backup quarterbacks going head to head because both of them got hurt on hits earlier that week or the previous 2 weeks.
Well, sorry, get a better team.
Well, that's how I feel. I'm with you. I'm with you because every sport deals with this.
Right, so everybody gets...
Put them in a yellow jersey,
yep.
Give them a flag, yep. And that's it.
They're
not allowed to run.
Last I checked, right, they have to stay within the tackle box.
What else are you going
to
do?
They have to stay in the tackle box.
Oh, by the way, if this is what we're going to do going forward now when it comes to protecting the quarterback...
Nobody ever says anything about hitting Lamar Jackson because he's a running quarterback.
Well, no, hang on. If this is what we're going to do about protecting quarterbacks, if this is how we're going to do this, then Bart, I'll tell you what, stats... And records? Well, now we're going to have the protect the quarterback era.
Yeah, yeah.
Did Joe Montana ever have to... Joe Montana? Yeah.
We called it the wuss-itis.
No, I mean, think about it. It was
era.
Terry Bradshaw, all the guys that played back in the day, did they have this?
Steve McNair, Ben Roethlisberger.
All of them that have records.
Randall Cunningham.
You can't be in the league now and you're protected. You're wrapped in bubble wrap.
Right.
And now you're able to sling it all you want, put on these records, and you're going to compare it to the past?
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
No. You can't do that. There's no way because those guys didn't get the same protection that you're getting, and you don't even have a better offensive line.
That's what I don't
get. No way. Doesn't happen. Let's continue with the calls.
I just want to see the quarterback. Tell your quarterback to get tough and stay up.
Well, just get your offensive line better. News from Barton Hot Nation. Let's go to Minneapolis. Talk to Aaron on the Dr. Recall online. What's up, Aaron?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I got a little different take on it, I guess. Like, is it just because it's protecting the quarterback? Because if you remember that Saints-Seattle game, when Olave caught that touchdown, and the defensive back was burnt,
yeah.
And he kind of bear hugged him and swung him to the ground, yep. Slammed him on his head.
That's part of it Aaron, I was thinking about that last night too. I was saying, watch the rest of this game and watch running backs and wide receivers getting tackled, and you tell me what's different about what happened there. But what they're saying is when you're in the passing, when you're set up to pass,
you're vulnerable.
And they're trying to protect you from that.
So at what point, because he was moving his feet to the left, he wasn't square in the pocket stepping up, and he came and he hit him like that. He was acting like he was moving to his left because he felt the pressure, like he was going to pull the ball down and run.
Yeah.
So what the hell am I supposed to do? Oh, is he going? Is he going? Is he going? Oh, he's going. So I can go. Then guys get these off-schedule plays where they're buying time and they run around the pocket, and then they throw some bomb, and we look stupid.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I asked you that.
Just like Derek Carr did. What's the difference between Derek Carr when he moved to his right and he threw that touchdown pass to Devontae Adams late? It was the same motion, just the other way. Move, 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 throw. So I'm supposed to say, well,
that's why I asked you that.
I can't really hit him because he's about to throw the ball and he's protected.
It's why I asked you what is the one way, if you're a defensive player, to get taken out of a game. It's missing a tackle. It's not finishing a tackle.
Especially a sack.
Not finishing a play.
And you get paid for sacks.
A sack. Exactly. 888 say ESPN. 888-729.
The record book for sacks.
3776.
We call Lawrence Taylor the greatest ever because of sacks. Reggie White because of sacks. Bruce Smith because of sacks.
Dylan's in New York.
Terrell Suggs because of sacks.
Dylan's in New York. What's up, Dylan?
Hey guys, big fan. Only second time ever calling in. I appreciate you taking the call.
Thanks.
So I don't have the same experience as Bart, but I did play football for 10 years. I got through high school, and I was a 6-foot, 150-pound quarterback in high school. We had a defensive tackle that went on to play at ECU that was 6'7", 300-plus pounds, squatted over 500 pounds. That man tackled me during practice and landed on top of me. And guess what I did? I got up and played the next play.
Of course.
I'm not saying that we shouldn't look at concussions. We shouldn't look at low hits and stuff like that.
Targeting
is
different.
Part of it is our quarterback's got to toughen up.
I agree. Dylan, see, that's what
I... Either you're a football player or you're not. Right, thank you. Either you're a football player or you're not. And the crazy thing is, we're talking about roughing the penalty passes when it's the quarterback's twice as big as the person hitting them.
It really is amazing when you think about where it's headed right now. Targeting someone, hitting him in the head, completely agree. We got to go. I completely understand all that stuff. Protection's there. But has it gone too far? We'll continue with your calls on this because it is definitely a topic that a lot of football fans want to discuss and former players as well. And that includes Jeff Saturday. We will talk with him coming up next. Stay with us. It is Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, and get us on the ESPN app.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Don't start hating.
That was
No.
He scored on four legal pick plays.
Good vibes only.
I think
Look who we have.
Scored again.
Look, oh, see Stosh. See, now all of a sudden you hear from Stosh about the Chiefs, right?
Illegal pick plays all across the board. Every one of his, some receiver ran into the linebacker that was checking him.
Can we take a peek into the honeycomb hideout? You see who's with us right now?
Yeah, we got Saturday on Tuesday.
Jeff Saturday joining us right now. Hey, Jeff, listen. Your job was always to protect the quarterback.
Always.
But after what you saw this weekend, do even you have a part of you thinking, all right, we've gone a little too far?
100%. Listen, this has gotten absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the problem for me is the consistency as well, fellas. Like, you see Brady get the call by Grady Jarrett, which obviously ends up denying them an opportunity to try to win the football game by getting the ball back. How about last night when Mahomes trips coming out of the pocket, falls down, then stands back up? He gets slung down in the exact same way, no flag. They go on to score a touchdown, throw it to Kelsey. Yellow gloves had four, so that's the only place they were looking. But then you talk about the strip sack that becomes a body on top of a quarterback penalty, which I think, in my opinion, should be the only reviewable. Like, if it's, look, you're going to have some misses in this QB trying to protect everybody, but man, the whole body one, the angle of the referee is poor. There's probably 10 a game. It's not going to affect very many football games. But that one, how can a referee see whose hands are placed out or where they're put out, when the full body lands? I have a hard time with that one. That one, to me, should be reviewable.
So I'm trying to figure out what would be a solution. I think maybe, we get the eye in the sky to kind of review it. Like with targeting in college, where they review the targeting penalty. I think especially in a pivotal moment, I think a coach should be able to have two of these, you know, to replay. Now, I know sometimes it's going to be one that's not called that the opposing team asks you to review, and it's going to be considered maybe a roughing the passer because maybe the referee misses somebody hitting him in the face or glancing right. his face mask or something like that. But we can't continue to lose games this way. Would you be for maybe somebody back in New York or somewhere in a private thing being able to kind of look at these in real yeah. time and make the decision for the referees
yeah,
actually
yeah.
on the field?
Yeah, I don't want it to be in coaches' hands. I'm with you. I think it should be in New York where, you know, somebody's looking at these and having to make the call. I can't remember if it was 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. It may have been when Buffalo was playing the Ravens. And, like, Josh Allen is literally screaming. You know, he's sitting on the ground and he's, like, yelling at the referee to get the flag thrown and ends up getting a flag thrown. Quarterbacks pander for these things. Like we've seen a number of quarterbacks who ask for them and try to get them. And we know that referees have to be sensitive to protecting the quarterback, so they're going to err on the side of caution. But man, like, it's a bad look when you got two or three in a row that are directly impacting games and guys' jobs. That's a little concerning.
Jeff Saturday joining us right now. He's in the Honeycomb Hideout, and we're talking obviously about last night, Monday Night Football. The end result, there was plenty to peel off of this game, but of course the Chris Jones roughing the passer penalty in the first half. Just after the Tom Brady one on Sunday, just now has this as a big topic of conversation. And Jeff, now we're always about complaining about calls. They're going to meet next week to try to figure out what to do going forward. Do you have any solutions? Again, you're a guy. You were a center. You were an offensive lineman. You were somebody that this was your job throughout your whole career.
Right.
Yes, obviously also representative in the Players Association. So for you, I know you've got to at least have some thoughts on this. What do we do? Are we making too much of it because it's like isolated incidents? Maybe this is we're too sensitive off of Tua. But yeah. I know you've been thinking about it. You've been talking about it all morning on Get Up. So what solutions maybe do we have with this?
Yeah, I mean, and again, I think it does go back to being able to review these. I think that's ultimately is going to have to be that for that particular foul. And just understanding, people are like, well, we tried it with pass interference. This is different, right? Can we see bodies getting pushed into the quarterback? If an offensive lineman is still engaged with a D lineman and he falls on him, you know, how do all these things? And let's be real, like, if you look at it in totality, these calls are actually down from last year. I think it right. averaged 9 a week, and I think right now we're at like 6 a week. So it's not that this thing has gotten absurd, but in the last 2 weeks, there's been 15 calls, and I do think a lot of that stems off of what happened with Tua, where my issue with Tua wasn't that he was injured. My it was that with back-to-back games that he wasn't. So it had nothing to do with, hey, was it a penalty or was it not a penalty? All those things. I didn't think it was unnecessary. And that's the biggest issue. But I think this is part of that whole Tua situation and the way that it looked for the league. And we know, hey, that shield, they gonna protect that. They ain't scared to, they'll err in the way of protecting those QBs and not worry a little bit about a couple games being lost. They won't lose any sleep.
You know, it is always about the quarterbacks, right?
I mean, absolutely.
That's what it is. It's the marquee. They're the names up on the marquee. Ain't nobody tuning into a Thursday night game if the backups are playing because the starters
right.
got nicked up and they can't play on the short week. And I completely understand that part of it. But some of that part now we're talking about was from the defensive perspective of this whole thing. Like, what the one way you get taken off the field if you're a defensive player, is if you miss a tackle.
Right.
And the mentality is then you've got to come with full force, right? You've got to do whatever it takes to get to whoever the target is. Is it an adjustment that, like, you know, again, pass interference and targeting and all that stuff was, well, how are we going to change the way we tackle? In time, they were able to figure that part out. Is this also going to have to just be a thing that in time defensive players have to figure out a different way to tackle a quarterback?
Such bull crap.
There is
why do the defensive player always have to make the adjustment?
Because ain't nobody coming to see a 6-3 game. That's why this is entertainment.
I would say that defensive players should get paid more money than offensive players because we have the harder job. I mean, yesterday
y'all make more money except for the quarterback
or get a penalty for a face mask as he's been punched in the face from the offensive player and he can't see because he punched him in the damn face and turned his face.
Jeff, you never.
So you can have an open punch stiff arm, and we talk about, oh, look, Travis Kelce, right? This is all we talking about. Travis Kelce, right, on NFL on the NFL site. Can't miss Kelce double stiff arm. You know what that is? That's a double punch in the face from somebody cocking their hands and punching a defender in the face. But if I touch their face mask because I can't see and I'm reaching to make a tackle, it's 15 yards from me. Ain't that some bull crap? Then pay us more because we tired of calling these offensive.
First of all, you already are paid more. So let's not get crazy, okay? I mean, them offensive linemen ain't making that same stretch as some of them D linemen. So let's not get too overly sensitive about price per, all right? And by the way, I play every snap. I don't get to come out half the snaps like half these do. They still gonna make more money than me. So I'm not nearly as concerned with that. I do think it is heavily favored towards offense because that's what fans want to come see. They want to see 30-27. They want to see 41-38. Don't nobody want to come see 6-3 trading blows on a, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Nobody wants to see a 6-3.
Nobody wants to see. It's my favorite number, but it ain't selling tickets.
So my full body weight, it ain't 16-3 if Chris Jones gets the fumble recovery. Because they're in scoring position. So if you want to see more points, let defensive players eat too.
I appreciate that one.
Landing on somebody full body weight. Full body weight is Saturday pulling and hitting some helpless DB who's got force.
My
he has
word.
To sit there and take it. He can't cut him anymore. This dude is running at 10 miles an hour at 320 pounds.
One thing.
And some 185 pound DB has to sit there and take it in the
chest. We're late. Hey. Saturday's got to get the Sports Center. I knew this would be a hot topic, and especially when you get an offensive player and a defensive player.
I don't know any cornerbacks' names. I want to know about the marquee names. I know cornerback names.
Yeah, that's why they pay him the big bucks. Jeff, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you. Jeff Saturday, ESPN NFL analyst. And yes, you can tell Bart feels a certain way about it. And I understand it. And I love it. It's a spirited debate. And that's why we've got as many calls as we've got. And you know what? We've got to get to them. We will do that. Next, 888 say ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888 say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Get us on the app. You can watch us simulcast. Easy to find us. Follow us. Take us with you everywhere you go on your tablet, on your iPhone, or wherever you have your ESPN app. This conversation is a heated one. You just heard how it went between Jeff Saturday and Bart Scott. We imagine the callers are going to have that same kind of thing. We're going to have some who are all about protecting quarterbacks and some who are like, where is this game going? Let's continue. We go to Chicago to talk with Gabriel.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Okay. Love your show. Love your show. First, I just want to say it's the NFL, man. Okay, not the NFFL. Okay, they're making it a flag football league for quarterbacks that have been playing football all their lives. Nobody that's in the NFL is playing quarterback just became a quarterback. You probably played at Pop Warner. You played through high school. You've been a quarterback all your life. And so if you can't make it to a certain level where you can take a hit without being injured, then you shouldn't be a quarterback in the league. It's a tackling sport. It's a physical sport. So if you can't take that, then get out of the sport. They already made it safe for the guys. You can't hit them in 80% of their body. You can't lead with the head. You can't do this. It's already safe for these guys. If you are still getting hurt out there, then you're in the wrong sport. That's just how I see it. And you guys got to understand the line that they have. You have offensive coaches. You have everybody kind of in line to make it safe for your quarterback. And if your quarterback is running for his or her life,
Gabriel, I agree with you, and that's the point I was trying to make earlier, and I think Bart was too, is I completely agree with you. There are things built into the game to protect the quarterback.
Yeah.
If it breaks down, that's his team's fault. That's his. That's your problem as a team. That means your scheme sucked.
Offense.
Thank you, Gabriel.
I have a 15-yard penalty on the left guard. He sucks. Suckitis.
Right. That'd be a great flag to throw.
Flag on your teammates.
We just throw a flag. This guy sucks. But it's just that's what Gabriel's saying again. This is I love getting the fan reaction, and that's what he's saying. He's like, listen, your coach's job is to protect, right? The offensive line's job is to protect. All that stuff is to protect. And if there's a breakdown of the protection, how is that a fault of the defense? I got to him. You don't want me getting to him.
They're already getting the ball out in 1.3 seconds.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. We got more of your calls coming up. Stay with us. 10 seconds.
Bart and Han.
Jeff Adams called Jacksonville Mountain Dew. He was giving out his pancake award.
That's one of my favorite segments.
Yeah, yeah. If he got pancakes, we need flapjacks.
All y'all want is more attention, bro. We're trying to give some love to some big boys who are just dispensing justice, showing people good guys win in life. Like, that's what we do, Bart. We don't need to see the villain win more.
Damn right.
Bart and Han.
And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Are we not protecting quarterbacks enough? Are we protecting them too much?
But you heard Saturday. He called us the villain. How about we are the heroes? And you guys are the bad guys. See what I'm saying? Already. They always put the defensive player as the villain, as the bad guy.
Well, we just got a caller minutes ago who said that, like we were just talking about, the scheme of an offense is built to protect the quarterback. If the defense gets to the quarterback, something broke down. Somebody screwed up. Now, how is that now all of a sudden? Well, all right, look, you can get to him.
Yeah, that was too good.
But if you get to him.
That was too good.
Oh, no. You know, tag, you're it.
Then we should. If we get two hands on him, then it should be okay. We should be able to tackle them, hold them up, and they can't throw the ball. The play's dead.
It's not the football that we, like, that everyone has seen. Like, football as we know it, that's the sport. The sport is a physical sport. It can be brutal, yes. Are we trying to take away some unnecessary things like head contact, targeting? Of course we don't want that.
You already can't hit them past underneath the collarbone.
Right.
I mean, the clavicle.
Yep.
To probably the thigh board. That's all you can hit.
We've already seen that, and we all can agree that no one wants that kind of stuff. No one wants to see that. No one wants to know about a player in his 50s and 60s going through CTE and everything. Nobody wants that. We all agree. But there still is a point where, he landed on him with all his body weight, and last I knew, and I didn't play football, but that's football.
I don't know how to levitate, so how do I supposed to know how much weight I'm supposed to put on somebody?
You gotta be like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Yeah, like what I'm supposed to, I don't know how to. I haven't learned how to do that. You know what I mean?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Don's in New York. What's up, Don?
Hey, I got a question on for Bart here. Is I love how you're defending your defensive guys, but one thing, if you want to protect players from the quarterback. But what about the guys that come in from the safety spot or the linebackers that come in back first to a guy that's already going to the ground or laying down?
Huh?
How about the protection for that guy?
Huh?
Or the lineman flying over the pile?
Oh, you're talking about the offensive lineman when they be pushing the running back forward when the defender is trying to hit him and they come in from 20 yards there.
Yeah,
it happens on both sides.
That's 700 pounds. You get a double team. That's 700 pounds pushing on one guy at 300 pounds and then they fall on him. Oh, he got pancaked. Great job.
Yes, Jeff Saturday has a whole segment for pancakes when he handing out
and
guys landing full body weight on people and they applaud
and
it.
We love it because that's football. Yeah. This is something that Don is a great, it's exactly what I was thinking last night. It's like, can we watch now when anybody else gets tackled? What happens? They're getting slung. They're getting body weight. They're just claiming that, the passer is vulnerable when he's in the passing position because he's not. Okay, well, that's football. Don't let anybody get to him. That's the whole point.
The oxymoron.
Thank you, Don.
Is, like I said, yesterday I watched a defender try to make a tackle and an offensive player punch him in the face, turn his face where he can't see what he's reaching for.
Mm-hmm.
He grabs the face mask, not punch, not blunt force trauma, not an open-handed punch. He just reaches and mistakenly touches the face mask 15 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about this dude that just punched me in my face with an open palm? Like, what the hell is that? Oh, man, Kelsey, look, did you see him stiff-arm two people? He's 6'5". He got people coming up here 5'11". He just punched him in the face. Wagga, 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 wagga. Out there like Glass Joe.
Pete's in Connecticut. Go ahead, Pete. Your turn.
Hey, guys, love the show. Yeah, I just had a comment on a comment that I heard last night on the radio broadcast. Gene Steratore,
yep.
he basically said a lot, and I all I could do was applaud him because he wants the officials to really start assessing these plays better. And it was great hearing officials say from that because, you know, they're a tight fraternity and all that.
It's
but
true.
At the end of the day, he wants his guys to be better and in real time kind of take a couple seconds to truly assess and not throw the flag as quick as they do. And then now you because just as Bart said earlier, this is changing the outcomes of games and people's jobs, and it goes on and on. These simple, not simple plays. I can't say this.
No.
People going to get fired.
You're right, you know? Pete. It's very difficult. Again, for these referees, it's all happening like in real time. It's hard to blame them, but Pete brings up something. John Parry, the ESPN NFL rules analyst, was on KJM this morning, and he also said, he's like, it should not have been a flag. He just said it was an error. It was a mistake. It shouldn't have been called.
They don't want to correct their errors. They rarely reverse it.
But the umpire, he said the umpire should have come in and told him no,
but
because you had the bad angle.
But this is the thing. If they would have went to review, they could have saw him put his arm down and say he was trying not to put his whole body weight on
it. The review slows it down. All right, meanwhile, we got Blitzer Prevent and more coming up. Stay with us. Spartan Hunt, ESPN Radio, and watch us on the ESPN app.
Man. Waka, 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 waka.
Bart and Hunt.